one of the future leaders in our community. This is Brianna Roy. Brianna, thank you for everything that you do, and thanks for joining me today. Now, can we maybe start off with you telling me a bit about some of the challenges that are facing young people today?
Yeah, I think social media is a huge challenge today. With the internet, we can access a whole bunch of information, and a lot of that stuff isn't always positive. So youth can get all the negative stuff that's happening on with the world right now. Also, beauty standards, too, are a huge thing. I know on my TikTok feed, one time I saw a video saying how to eat less than 1,000 calories a day, and someone that's more vulnerable to that, that's just very destructive. So that is a huge challenge. And even though the internet can be a great thing, it can provide us a lot of information, it also can be quite destructive at times.
And now, can we maybe tell me a little bit about some of the biggest influences that you've had that have led you to where you are today?
Yeah. So obviously my family and my friends have been very supportive of me, but the influences that have brought me to my leadership position that I'm in today have been very few. And I think that's why I wanted to be my leadership position, is because I didn't have anyone to represent me, an Indigenous leader to represent me when I was younger. So I really wanted to be that good role model, that positive influence on Indigenous kids in Limestone and around our community, because I really had no one to look up to at that point. I did have Mr. Strand, who is my seventh grade teacher, and he really made me think about my culture and what that meant to me. And from grade seven and on, I really had a big interest in learning who I was and what my culture really meant to me. So Mr. Strand was probably the biggest influence, but as a role model, I would say I think there was a lack of it for Indigenous youth. So that's why I really want to be in this position right now.
All right. And now, could you maybe share some advice for other young people who may want to take on a similar life to one such as your own?
Yeah, I think that I had to learn this lesson very early on in my position, and it's that it's not your job to change everyone's mind. Your job is to stand up for what you believe in. It's to start a conversation, and if you get a few people talking, that is a success. A fire can only start with a spark, right? And your job is to be that spark, not to be that big explosion that everyone's getting talked to, because it's impossible. You can't convince everyone at the same time.
And now, one last question. Where do you see yourself in, say, the next 5-10 years?
Yeah, so I was accepted, and I accepted my offer to McGill University for the fall. I hope to do a sociology-type program there and minor in legal studies. After that, law school, hopefully, and after that, I really want to be a human rights lawyer. I really want to make equality a full-time job, and that's really where my passions are right now. Of course, that could probably change, but right now, that's the goal, and I tend to be pretty determined on stuff. So right now, that's where I see myself. Hopefully United Nations somewhere. I don't know. I've got big dreams and I got big plans, but really it's just I want equality to be my full-time job, and I want to do that legally, so yeah.
All right. Well, thank you very much for joining me today, Brianna. I really appreciate it. Listen to all of our future leaders online at napanitoday.ca.